The response to the president's speech is unprecedented. Letters pour into the White House. The mailroom staff jumps from 2 to nearly 70. The conversation between the president and the American people begins.
You are the first president to come into our homes, to make us feel you are working for us, to let us know what you are doing. Until last night, to me, the president of the United States was merely a legend, a picture to look at, a newspaper item. But you are real. I know your voice, what you are trying to do. Sincerely, Mildred Goldstein, Joliet, Illinois.
As one of the small-town, hard-shelled Republicans of the Middle West who worked against and voted against all Democrats, I want to announce that I join with millions of other common folks out this way who have been won over to complete confidence in our new president and his method of getting things done. That speech last night was a soul thriller. Frank Sparks, Columbus, Indiana.
Dear Sir, while listening to your broadcast Sunday night, our little home seemed a church, our radio the pulpit, and you the preacher. Thank you for the courage and faith you have given us. May God bless and keep you to carry on the fight, and we, the American people, will help you win. Respectfully yours, Mrs. Louise Hill, Chicago, Illinois.
My dear Mr. Roosevelt, the fact that I voted for the socialist candidate in the last election should make this note all the more of a tribute. Your speech made me feel, first, that the main reason you wanted the job of our chief executive in this most trying period of the world's history was because you wished the opportunity to help. Second, that one should be thankful to be an American. Third, that at the end of 4 years, in the same breath with the name of Abraham Lincoln, we shall mention that of Franklin D. Roosevelt. Sincerely, Carolyn Harrow, New York, New York.
My dear Mr. Roosevelt, the fact that I voted for the socialist candidate in the last election should make this note all the more of a tribute. Your speech made me feel first that the main reason you wanted the job of our chief executive in this most trying period of the world's history was because you wished the opportunity to help. Second, that one should be thankful to be an American. Third, that at the end of 4 years, in the same breath with the name of Abraham Lincoln, we shall mention that of Franklin D. Roosevelt. Sincerely, Carolyn Harrow, New York, New York.
My dear sir, after hearing your radio address last evening, March 12th, in regard to banking, in which address you used words of 1 and 2 syllables and showed such a tremendous underlying sincerity in what you were saying that I felt heartily ashamed that I did not vote for you last November. And I sincerely hope your acts will be successful in relieving our country of at least some of its present depressing influences, so that I will feel even more ashamed of myself. Yours very truly, G.J. Hansen, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.